Despite a big finish, movies had a disappointing year at the box office in 2003. For the first time since 1991, ticket sales failed to exceed the previous year's sales. While sales dipped less than 1%, attendance figures were down more than 4% from 2002. The price of an average movie ticket went up almost 4%. Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Hollywood seems to be making bigger, more expensive movies, and fewer people are going to see them.
This is not a good thing. At least if you're in Hollywood, it's not a good thing. Well, you know, the studios, I mean, it's interesting what Hollywood used to do in the heyday, which is make a film for everyone that everyone went to see. They have a great deal of trouble doing now. You know, everything is for specific segments. There's movies for people under 20. They're older people movies.
It's like radio.
It is kind of getting like radio.
Yeah.
It's true.
What about Finding Nemo? That seemed to appeal to a wide audience.
You know, Finding Nemo was a real exception. It did that. That's why it was such a high-grossing film instead of a successful film. It seems like animated films, it's almost like they get a pass. They come in under the radar. Some of the most interesting, smartest, funniest films, including the French film Triplets of Belleville, animation gets away with stuff that they're afraid to let major action films get away with, major dramas.
So everybody goes to see cartoons?
Well, yeah, if there's a reason to see them. These are really good ones. See, these are smart cartoons. And in a world where nothing else is smart, a smart cartoon has a leg up.
What about documentaries? They got a lot of attention this year.
This was a great year for documentaries. We had Bus 174, Balseros. I could name probably a dozen documentaries. What's really going on here, I think, is that with so many films from the studios focused on action and not that interested in stories, the stories these documentaries told were really riveting. You had Spellbound, which followed a number of young people through the National Spelling Bee, and you got your favorites, and you wanted to know who was going to get ahead to the next round. You really were on the edge of your seat. Fog of War, the story of Robert McNamara, really dealt with so many major events, not only of the 60s with Vietnam, but the 20th century. You had him talk about his involvement with carpet bombing in World War II and how he thought he probably would have been tried as a war criminal if the U.S. had lost the war.
50 square miles of Tokyo were burned. Tokyo was a wooden city, and when we dropped these firebombs, and it just burned it.
You had the story of how he got involved in Vietnam, much against his will. It's really an incredible story, and one that has the kind of drama that we're having a hard time finding in other films.
You're getting like TV and Broadway, a lot of sequels, remakes, final installments.
I know. Well, you know, films cost so much. I mean, I think we always forget that they cost really, I forget what the average is now, like 70, 80, close to $100 million per movie. When it costs so much, they're looking for any kind of thing that can give them some kind of assurance that people will come, that people went to the last one, or they heard about the other one, or they remember the first thing. So they're always throwing a lot of money into something that has a connection with something they've done already.
And putting Roman numerals behind it.
Yes. There's I don't know where we'd be without the Romans. I don't know what we'd be doing.
You didn't get a lot of videotapes in the mail this year, did you?
No, I didn't. Well, that was really the big news this year, was the screener ban, as it's known out here. This is something that really the studios were completely blindsided by. They want to fight piracy. This sounds like a noble aim. They don't want to be in big trouble like the music business. But what happened was the screener ban, which meant that no one could see videotapes, no one would get DVDs of movies that are up for awards consideration. These awards often help very small films. These small films are owned by companies that are major studios. Everybody, the actors, the directors, the small companies that the big companies own, everyone got furious at the studios for this ban. And to make things worse, a judge threw it out. So all this huffing and puffing that the studios did was for naught.
Last year, Miramax sent me 10 movies in one package. This year, Miramax opened a theater for me. Seems like the best reviewed movies of the year were darker than usual. Mystic River, House of Sand and Fog, which you liked a lot.
I liked that a lot, yeah. And even, you know, it was such a dark year that even Ron Howard made a dark movie, which is really not the kind of thing
Opie.
That you think of. The Dark Side of Opie. He went to the dark side of the force. But, you know, The Missing was a very dark Western that he did with some really good acting. You know, of this year's dark films, I think Mystic River was probably maybe the best one. It was really, not only was a very dark film, but it was a very popular film. It reached a lot of people. It started with Dennis Lehane's novel. It was a very compelling story about three childhood friends who experience a trauma and then are reunited decades later and have to deal with other traumas, other problems. It had spectacular acting by Sean Penn, Tim Robbins. Clint Eastwood did a great job of directing it with not overdoing it, just hitting it just right.
I loved her. Most. When we were sitting in that kitchen that night, it's like we were the last two people on Earth. You know, forgotten. Unwanted. They could have came cry for my own little daughter, and I can't even cry for her. Jimmy.
Why do we talk about movies at the end of the year?
Well, I think the studios put the most interesting films at the end of the year. They think we're, you know, for a lot of Hollywood works on received wisdom. They really, as a received wisdom is that the end of the year is the time for serious films. It's the fall, it's the winter, you know, the light is going away. We're ready for something serious. And also, the awards come early in the new year, and everyone's afraid that the really good serious films will be forgotten by voters if they come out too early in the year.
Any hope for a cheerier 2004 at the movies?
Oh, God, you know, I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath, but on the other hand, you know, when movies work, they make us so happy that you have to hope that they'll find their way and that they will improve.
No more hobbits? That's cheerier already.
Well, there may be hobbits in the deep future. This film was so successful. They're actually, Bob, I don't want to scare you, they are talking hobbits. But not for next year.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good holiday.
You too. Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.